is Wade Rathke, and you're listening to Wade's World. It's Friday morning, 9 to 9:30 Central Standard Time in the United States, and your time for the voice of the people. Welcome to the east side of town so that we can talk about how the other half lives and what life is like here living in Wade's World, whether it's the east side of Little Rock, where KABF 88.3 FM is located, or the east side of New Orleans, Nairobi, Bengaluru, Bristol, or Bombay, points east and west, where we are either rebroadcast or live streamed at www.kabf.org. Podcasts will be available to the show on Monday at that website. You know the story on Wade's World. We talk to the most interesting people in the world, and today we're talking to Celia Anderson, who's just written a book called 100 Things to Do in Little Rock Before You Die, which hopefully is a long time from now. But welcome to Wade's World, Celia.
Thank you for having me, Wade. I'm really excited to be here today.
Well, I'm excited to have you. A lot of times, I was just saying before we started, a lot of times I have guests come in and, you know, they kind of the early show or John just sort of, yeah, but you already have a fan club coming in here. And part of it turns out you've got some time raised in Little Rock, it sounded like.
Yeah, it was. Well, I went to Dunbar Junior High School and then over to Hall High School, so my roots run thick in this city.
What neighborhood were you from here?
Oh, I'm from 12th Street, south of 630.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, because let me tell you, I organized with Acorn for a long time here, there's not a door I haven't hit.
Oh,
south
wow.
of that interstate, almost.
Well, my mother still lives in Ward 1, and I have a great affinity for that neighborhood right off Jackson Street, you know. Shout out to Jackson Street.
Okay, now, let me see if that's one of the 100 things to do. So, and you're now working with the Little Rock Convention Bureau as well.
Uh-huh, I am, and I love it. You know, it's very easy to sell the city of Little Rock when you truly love it. You know, I think that it is the best-kept secret in the United States.
And it seems like you may have spent some time playing basketball.
I did. I've played basketball all my life. You know, I'd like to say I came out of the womb dribbling a ball, but that's not quite true. I didn't start until
came
I was 13.
Came out of the womb dribbling, probably, but yeah. Not a ball, but yeah.
Right. I didn't start until I was 13, but of course, when I was 13, I was already 5'10", 185 pounds, so they weren't going to let me walk around to school and not play.
Play basketball, yeah, that's so. Right. They didn't have a team. They were going to start a team for you.
Absolutely.
But you played with the Hogs.
I did. We won a championship at Hall. As a matter of fact, it's so odd that I'm here today because this time, 20 years ago, in 1997, I won the first female basketball championship at Hall High School. And I was MVP of that tournament, so
wow.
I love this time of year. And then I went on, and I did. I signed with the Razorbacks, and I was the first player from Little Rock in a decade to sign on the Hill.
Is
with the
that
Hawks.
Right?
Yeah. So it was.
But you also went to the Final Four.
We did. In 1998, went to the Final Four.
I overheard that. I'm posing. I'm fronting now because I keep up, but I don't keep up that well. I was listening to the president of the KBS board, Tony Orr, talk to Celia before we started, and they were in the weeds, but I would say, yeah. Yeah, I know Mississippi State's all, Baylor's got a good team. No, you know, it's like that. So 100 things to do in Little Rock before you die. Now, I already said, as I was telling my guys, one of them's got to be get out of Little Rock.
No,
No, that was just me talking.
Yeah,
that's not the book.
You have to stay in Little Rock.
Oh, I lived here 7.5 years. I could hardly wait to leave. But
oh, really?
Tell us a couple of things about the 100 things we got to do before we
you
die
have to
in Little
do. Rock. Well, the book is comprised of things that are top of mind. Of course, you know, Central High School as well as the Clinton Center are, you know, our top tourist attractions. We also have some things in the book that are off the beaten path.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Those things.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite places to eat is Chicken Wang's Cafe, you know, and I think people, certainly within the black community, know Chicken Wang's Cafe, but I'm not for sure if it's top of mind for everybody, but it certainly
should be. Well, now, where is Chicken Wang's so that everybody knows and can go by and take
a... You got it
You got it.
It's Chicken Wang's. Wang's, W-A-N-G-S,
Chicken Wang's
Cafe.
Okay, I got you, okay.
It's off of Colonel Glenn, you know, all the way down.
Yeah, I know where Colonel Glenn is.
Yeah, it's off Colonel Glenn. Once you pass over university, keep going. Eventually, you'll see it there on your right-hand side. Stop in, get yourself some lemon pepper wings and some fried okra. Trust me on this one.
Now, fried okra is good almost anywhere, but okay.
No, lemon, it's the lemon best of chicken wings.
Okay. Now, you actually think riding a Segway is a good idea?
Well, it depends on your physical condition.
Like so many things. Yeah. Like so many things.
But the Segway tours are really good.
Now, where are they? Downtown?
Yeah, they are downtown across from Dugan's Pub. You know, on the left-hand side, you can go in, you rent a Segway, and he'll give you an entire tour of downtown Little Rock. A great deal of history they give on that tour as well. It's a lot of fun. You know, my daughter, my niece and my nephew live in Kentucky, and they came down, and my daughter could not wait to take them on a Segway tour. So,
you know, I see them in the French Quarter in New Orleans. Every time I drive through there, there'll be, you know, five or six of them with helmets on coming across the street. And you think, oh, I wonder what if they know what they're doing. But it's not that hard to drive, I don't think, is it?
It's not. You just lean forward and lean back.
Lean forward and put a prayer in there somewhere. But now, you got to have something. I almost defamed you. I said, you play basketball, and there's nothing about basketball and 100 things. But there is. Number 54 says, shoot hoops with the Little Rock Trojans at UALR. Now, they've had a pretty good team over the last couple of years, haven't they?
Oh, wow. They've had an impressive team. And, you know, of course, the hiring of Coach Flanagan is something that's near and dear to my heart because I love it when our hometown heroes rise to the top, you know, so to speak.
But now, is he from Little Rock?
Or? Yeah, he is. Little Rock Parkview.
Okay, you know, so not Hall, but...
Not quite Hall, but, you know, everyone around here respects the Flanagan family for everything that they've done for the sport and just the time and the man hours that they've put in. So.
It's amazing how they've climbed up the NCAA, list the last couple of years. They've had a team.
Yeah.
I don't know what they look like this year. How do they look?
Well, the men look very good, but we can't move on, of course, before we speak about the women's. You know, Joe Foley has done a great job building that program, and UALR women's basketball, as you know, it's the women's basketball team to watch in the state.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. It can't be easy to go out there and just shoot hoops with them. So you're saying you got this is one of the 100 things. Now, maybe 100 thing, maybe go watching and cheer, but I don't know.
Yes.
You may be able to get on that court still before or after, you know, some practice, but the rest of us might have to stay in the stands, huh?
Yeah, well, when you go to shoot hoops, you know, you can't be a spectator. You still be a part of the game. It takes all of us to win. You need those fans in the stands. It gives you an amount of energy that's, you know, immeasurable.
I'm not saying it doesn't, but it sure isn't shooting. That's all I'm saying.
It isn't. But, you know, when you got 100 things to do and you've got to think of a verb before everything, you can't just keep saying cheer and go watch.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I guess you can't say cheering is your 100 thing. Yeah,
so, and that's, I have cheered, you know, on the Arkansas Travelers, but, you know.
Sip Grand High Tea at Empress of Little Rock. What in the world is that? And, I think I've caught back up here after being gone so long, but what's the story on that?
Have you never been over to the Empress?
Trust me, I have not.
You have not. Well,
I come up here. I'm still at the station from 7 in the morning until 7 at night, and it's a wonder I know anything other than... Now, I know where Community Bakery is. I definitely, you know, that's on my stop. The great Joe Fox, who worked here at the station for many years.
Yeah.
But now, where is the Empress at Little Rock?
It's on Louisiana Street, actually.
Oh,
it's
right downtown.
Yeah, and it's a nice bed and breakfast, and, you know, taken directly from the Victorian era, to speak.
Yeah.
You know, Victorian high tea was a more formal experience.
Yeah, and, no, that's very posh high tea. That's for the one percenters usually, but it's one of the 100 things.
Well, and, you know, I've taken my daughter there.
And did she like it?
She loved it, but, you know, we have friends in Scotland, and so they kind of introduced us to the whole scones and figure sandwich thing. But, you know, just so she is something outside of her cultural norm, so she can just step in into that world for a little while. So, I mean,
every Christmas, my mother, when she was healthy and well, used to take my kids to high tea at some place in New Orleans. So, yeah, that's a great thing to do. And right downtown, so that's not far.
It's not. And, you know, give them a call. They do tea parties there. You know, if you have little girls that you want to partner up and do a tea party with, or even if you just want to get together with your girlfriends, it's something that you can do.
Now, one of your recommendations is to get high. What's about that, Celia? Come on now. Oh, wait. Get high at Altitude Trampoline Park. I'm sorry. Now, where is the Altitude Trampoline Park? I don't know.
It's out west.
Okay.
Yes, so it's
see, when
out
I
west.
Lived here, we didn't go past University. That was sort of like the boundary line. Now the world is a little different.
Yeah, Little Rock is expanding. And, you know, we're fortunate enough to not be landlocked. So it is, you know, we should take advantage of the opportunity to grow the city any way we can. So, Altitude is certainly for the children.
Okay.
I went and I tried, but knees don't work like they used to.
Nothing works like they used to, Celia. I'll tell you from where I am.
Nothing at all. So my daughter enjoys the trampoline park. I mean, she's certainly not a gymnast, but it's just a place where
just
you can
jumping
take
and running, and it's safe for everybody.
It's safe.
Good fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
I don't even want to ask you this until the end, but you have categories. So what's your favorite category in music and entertainment? Is there one? Or could I get you to tell us?
You know, my favorite category or my favorite thing to do in music?
Your favorite thing in the music and entertainment category. Is there one that you would pick out among the others? If I only had, you know, there's that country and western song. If I, you know, had to live like I was dying and only had a little bit of time, what would I do on that list?
What would you do? Oh, that's hard. Maybe for me, jam at Blues on the River, because
okay.
I have an old soul, you know, that's coming up this April, and I can't wait. And, you know, Broadway Joe is the mastermind behind that, and so I respect him and all that he adds to the community. So if it was me, it would be jam at Blues on the River.
Okay.
I like to go out there with a
soon.
Lawn chair. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the Robinson Performance Hall, that's a nice facility, because I know we've had some events that were there or near there, and there's one coming up here about gospel that we're helping co-produce, and it's amazing that's not used more, isn't it? I mean, it's a great, acoustics are dynamite there.
Well, we just reopened. You know, we were closed for a while so we could do a renovation, but we have an amazing lineup of Broadway shows that's coming next season. We have Lion King, Les Mis, Dirty Dancing. I'm sure there's one I'm missing. There's a big one I'm missing. Phantom is there right now.
I mean, those are all big.
Oh, Kinky Boots. How did I forget Kinky Boots?
I don't know. Probably just, you know, good taste just overwhelmed you for a second.
Yeah, so Kinky Boots will be there. I mean, you'll get a chance right here in Little Rock to experience a lot of award-winning shows from Broadway. And I am a firm believer that culture and arts add to the overall footprint of the city. And so, you know, there was a point in time where you had to leave the city if you wanted to see a great Broadway play, but that's not the case anymore. You know, we are able to house some of the bigger productions, and I am really excited about what it adds just to the quality of life here in our city.
There'll be lines whenever Hamilton comes down. I mean, one of the ones that there have been lines in New York, but I guess they're getting a road crew together. So it won't be that long before it'll probably be in Little Rock, maybe a year or two.
Yeah, and I will be right there to see
you'll be right there. We're talking to Celia Anderson, who did a kind of a wild and crazy book called 100 Things to Do in Little Rock Before You Die. But she's talking about how you can live better in the city. She's a native of the city. Doing a little bit of work with the convention center, so she, you know, she's got all these facts right at her fingertips. Sports, though, you know something about sports. What else would we do? We call the Hogs, obviously. We go shoot the hoops with the Trojans. Climbing Pinnacle Mountain. Now, that'd be a very good thing for a lot of people to do, and I've done that, but is that popular still?
Yeah, you know, some people work out at Pinnacle Mountain. That's what they do for their workout. They run up the mountain and they come back down. And
Celia, some people do almost anything. So, I mean, to say some people do it but does not necessarily recommend, you know, everything about it. But so Pinnacle Mountain's really become a popular venue then.
Yeah, it has. You
used to be you had it pretty much to yourself if you wanted to climb all the way up, but not anymore.
Yeah, and especially when
they've improved access too, haven't they?
Yeah, they have, and even improved the trails, you know, to get up the mountain. And aside from that, you know, there's a huge focus on get out and do things, and so I think people are a lot more outdoorsy, you know, these days. You know, I think we are coming to the end of the stay inside and do technology era. You know, people are, they want cities to be walkable. They want cities to have bike trails. They want you know, things that they can do outside. And we're pretty fortunate in Little Rock to have several things that we can do outside. You know, if you really want to get out and you want to get active, you can walk the Big Dam Bridge. You can rent a bike from Bobby's Bike Hike if you don't have one of your own, and you can take advantage of our river trails, or you can climb Pinnacle Mountain. You know, there's so many
things. Let's be honest. How many people do we see when you're walking down the street now whose eyes are right there on their phone while they're walking? So you say they're dropping those phones aside. I don't know, Celia. I wonder why, you know, half the people I see on the street these days don't run into me because they're they're walking like this with their face down.
I think we're creating so much awareness of what the cell phone era has kind of done, you know, to us as people, as human beings. You know, you have all kinds of laws about not texting and driving. And I think once you start creating awareness for things, then people automatically start to become more aware. Like at my house, we have a rule, no phones at the dinner table, you know.
Well, they're about to pass something in Congress. I don't know if you've heard that you can't tweet until after, you can't use your cell phone to tweet until after 9 o'clock in the morning. It's a national security matter.
I think they just need to make that a rule for the White House.
Yeah, that's right.
How about that? Yeah. How about that, Wade?
Yeah, because all these sort of 6:30 in the morning tweets are, you know, wow, it's everything but, you know, putting airplanes out at Jacksonville, on scramble. What is a wish you were here postcard? I'm not familiar with. Look, I just come and go. You're going to have to school me on this, Celia.
You know, and that is the brainchild of our marketing department at the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yeah, I must have hit the sweet spot. Okay.
Yeah, so we have.
This show turns out to be sponsored as an underwriter is the Convention Bureau of Downtown Little Rock. Go ahead. So what is the brainchild? What do they do with this postcard?
Well, they're life-size photo frames, and they read Greetings from Little Rock, wish you were here. And, you know, they're strategically placed kind of throughout the city.
Oh, okay.
You know, and there are three of them. There's one by the Junction Bridge.
So these are selfie enablers.
Yes.
Oh, I got you now.
One by the Junction Bridge, and you can get a picture in the postcard with the Junction Bridge in the background. And then there's another one under Interstate 30 Bridge overlooking the Presidential Library. And the final one is near the Big Dam Bridge. So it's, you know, creates great scenic shots. And you know, and we try to encourage people to go there, take a picture in the postcard, and then hashtag, you know, tweet us and hashtag wish you were here.
Okay. And does it say at the bottom, Little Rock Convention and Bureau? Convention?
Well, there may be a logo or something in some place.
Just curious because I'll have to beat my way out there.
Yeah, tourism.
Do it yourself at the Painted Pig. Now, what is that?
Oh, have you never been to the Painted Pig?
Look, I used to say 11 to 7, I'm yours. So, you know, I'm 7 to 11, I'm yours. 11 to 7, I'm mine. Other than that, I've basically worked. I've been to Pinnacle. I've been to some of these things. But Painted Pig, what in the world is that?
Well, it's the brainchild of Allie Nottingham. And, you know, I love to acknowledge our business owners here in the city.
Okay.
Because, let's be honest.
Props to them.
And they're putting in the everyday work. And without them, you know, I really wouldn't have anything to sell, to be honest. But, you know, she started it in 2007 and during her final semester at UCA. And I think it's steadily growing. And what it is, it's a place where you can go and you create your own pottery and you paint it. And, you know, my daughters love it, actually.
Let me see if your daughters get any credit for writing this book, because they should be acknowledged somewhere. They've come up 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, and now, it's only one daughter. Don't give me another one.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm with you. One daughter will work for me. Now, I didn't see Listen to KBF on 100 Things, but it must be in here. It must be in the next edition.
No, you know,
there aren't that many 100,000 watt non-commercial stations anywhere in the country. So that's
Wayne, I put it in there, and my editor cut it out. I can give you her number if you'd like to take it up with her.
Don't make your nose grow, Celia. We're talking to Celia Anderson, and we're having we're having a good time, and we just barely snuck politics into Wade's World, but, you know, so you know this is still me instead of, you know, some, you know, imposter today. But she's written a book about 100 things to do before you die in Little Rock, and it's quite a list of things. shopping and fashion. Now we're talking about an area you know I know nothing about. So,
join the club. I'm not much
okay,
of a shopper,
good.
If I'm honest.
Good, good. Now, shop and sip in Hillcrest. Now, when I left, Hillcrest was no big thing, but I guess Hillcrest has become quite the hot little area here. Because I hear people talk, going up to Hillcrest. I had a guy who was a volunteer, wanted to be a volunteer at the station, who did a separate Hillcrest blog. I mean, what's happening in Hillcrest? I mean,
everything is happening
in Hillcrest. It sounds like it must be.
Yeah, the first Thursday of every month, the shops and restaurants offer discounts and, you know, later hours and live music. So you can go there, you can have a great time. I mean, many of the other locations that I've written about are in Hillcrest, Bossa Nova, Chowbachi, you know, Kamuri, they're all in Hillcrest. And, you know, although it's very close to the Heights, they are two very different neighborhoods, you know. And if you want to know more about Hillcrest and getting over there to shop, then they have their own website, hillcrestmerchants.net.
There you go. I see one of the things you've got in here, though, is celebrating at the Mosaic Templars Cultural Center now. Our program manager, John Kane, who you just barely met a minute ago, was active in getting that started. That is an amazing facility, isn't it?
It is an amazing facility. As a matter of fact, I just took clients there yesterday.
Good for you.
The Grand Masonic Congress, I'm actually recruiting to come here for a national meeting, and I took them over to the Mosaic Templars, and they were extremely impressed, not only just by the Arkansas history, but more specifically with the African-American history of Little Rock and how we have been so cognizant to document that and recognize the importance of that. So
now, do they get a lot of visitors there? Because they certainly should. But I don't know the count. But does it seem to be busy?
You know, I don't really know the count either, but I have never been over there and it not been busy.
They have a new
director over there, and she's progressive, and she's doing some things. They have a new exhibit of Dunbar High School there, which holds a lot of history in the state of Arkansas. You know, I'm pretty sure lots of people don't realize that Dunbar was at one point in time the only high school in Arkansas that blacks could attend.
Sure.
You know, so there's a great deal of history, you know, especially, you know, right over there on Cheshire Street on that corner where you have Dunbar and you have the Sue Cowan Library. And, you know, Sue Cowan was the first African-American teacher to demand equal wages.
Right.
You know, and then across from there's Pyramid Art Books and Custom Framing. And we do a good job of talking about our history. But at some point, we do have to start talking about how far we've come and our progression. Mm-hmm. And Pyramid Art Books and Custom Framing does that. You know, it illustrates our progression. It's a black bookstore, you know, has all of the literature from the black studies, you know, the things that are staples on every black bookshelf, you know, from your roots to your black boy, you know, those things all the way to
self-help. And it's important to support those kind of bookstores. I mean, they are often very imperiled currently, even in cities, like New Orleans, where you'd think it would be easy for those kind of things to survive. It's been very difficult for African-American bookstores. And, of course, you say go to Central.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talking about some history now.
Absolutely. And if you want to know my favorite category in the book, it would be this one, the culture
I'm with
and
you.
The history.
I used to live about a block away from, on Schiller, about a block or two away from Central. And it's still, anytime I have people who are coming in from out of town and I happen to be here, they all got to see Central.
Yeah, you have to see Central High. I mean, first of all, it's an amazing building. You know, when you pull up to it, you think about the time in which it was built and just how massive.
Absolutely. It's a huge school. I don't think people appreciate how big it is unless you've gone there.
And it has lots of history. Of course, I'm a Hall High warrior.
I was about to needle you about this. That was going to be you took it. We're on a mind meld here. We got trouble. I was going to say, well, did they ever beat you?
No. In women's basketball? Not when I was playing in our house. Not when I was playing at Hall.
Who knows what happened after that.
But now Central High has a very, very good women's basketball team. And they have a great academic program. And I can't say enough good things about Nancy Russo and just her leadership and what she's done for that school.
You know, I've got a niece who went there and still swears by Central. I've got one who went to Hall. And, you know, they all are... They all wear those high school colors for a long time, even into their 30s. I'll tell you that.
And, that's true.
You know, that's the way it's got to be.
I'm currently
now Daisy Bates' house.
Have
they done something? I didn't know that. Have they restored her house somewhere?
Yes,
because I've never been there, and that's something that's got to be close to the station, I would think, because I think she used to live not far away.
Yeah, and they have restored it. And actually, I think it's the NAACP who has the access to it.
Okay.
At least the couple of times that I've taken clients there, I've had to contact.
Well, that would make sense. Obviously, she was a great leader of the NAACP during those days.
Absolutely. But it is it's phenomenal. They've restored at least the top portion of it, the bottom portion, you know, the basement portion. I think they're probably still raising funds to do. But what's amazing about that house is when you walk in, you realize and you start to think about the history and you're like, you know, nine kids just didn't wake up one day and say, hey, I want to go to Central High. You know, we had
quite the opposite.
Yeah. We had the president of the Arkansas chapter of the NAACP and Daisy Bates, who had this home, which at the time was a very, very nice home. And
sure.
From the outside looking in, it looks like it's just this one level thing. But when you go inside, you realize it was fully equipped with intercoms and there was a basement area. So
almost like a hideout place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I can imagine that she was an intricate part of the civil rights movement, you know,
and
I think
and
it was
people in Gould, people, you know,
South.
Got burned out. So she needed a place of, I mean, she was highly exposed. So.
And she had this huge window in the front, you know, and I mean, can you imagine having this huge window at a time when people would throw bricks
and bombs
them and bombs and all
and
kinds of
just
things.
Just shoot it up and... Well, and the legislature here in Arkansas, I think, is going to make it easier to, you know, go around and do that soon, it sounds like.
I know you would love to talk some politics.
No, I'm not. I'm just talking new laws in Arkansas. I was listening to the news coming in. Oh, mercy.
I will tell you this. I think I had post-traumatic stress syndrome, so I have stepped away from politics. But, you know.
We're all going to end up that way.
I am very abreast on what's happening in our country. And... Let's just say I'm praying because that's all I know to do.
Well, and I think the encouraging thing has to be that there's so much citizen participation. Mm-hmm. People are doing small, simple things as part of the 100 things they're doing before they're dead, you know, calling, writing, whatever, and it makes a difference. I've been surprised at the impact it's had. So... I'm lucky enough that you walked in and handed me this book.
I did.
100 Things to Do in Little Rock Before You Die. Cecilia Anderson, we've had lots of fun here for the last, you know, period of time. But if people wanted to get their hands on this book, where would they go to get it?
Well, we have it at Shop the Rock, and so I would encourage you to go there.
I bet Shop the Rock, is that one of the 100 things to
Absolutely.
Do?
Absolutely.
Oh, we are just getting some, you know, stuff going on here.
Shop the Rock is the place where you go for all of your Little Rock pride attire. You know, if you need anything that says Little Rock, you can find it at Shop the Rock, and it's located in the River Market.
Okay.
In Ottenheimer Hall, right there.
Boy, the River Market has become popular, hasn't it?
It has.
That must be one of the 100 things as well, I bet.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's one of the 100 things. You know, we can really, really thank the Clinton Library for tourism in our city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once it came, then it started blowing up. And I don't know if you know, but tourism is the number two industry in the state.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
It is, only behind agriculture. So.
Well, that just says it all, doesn't it? That's right. Okay, so they can get this at Shop the Rock, but there must be a way to get it. Reedy Press, is that a local press?
No, it's not a local press, but they are, you know, the publishers who published it is out of St. Louis, but it's also available at Barnes & Noble. You can get it at Amazon. You can get it anywhere books are sold.
Okay, and if people have more questions and say, hey, Cecilia, when you do your next 100 things, I want to make sure blank, blank is on it. Is there a way to get a hold of you and
Absolutely.
Bother you about it? Or?
I am easy to find. I'm on every social media network there is, except for that Snapchat thing that I can't figure out.
You know, I'm too old for Snapchat.
Yeah,
I'm going to wait until it's dead.
I'm just going to stick with Instagram, Author Celia, Twitter, Author Celia. I'm on Facebook. The 100 Things has its own Facebook page. So I am very, very easy to find.
Great. Okay, Celia, thank you for being on Wade's World. This has been Wade's World for another week, the world where the other half lives, where we talk about things you've never seen, as Lucinda Williams sang, things you'll never see and never forget. We say it loud, we say it on the air, we say it on the radio. Till next week, when we have a guest who's going to talk about banning Howard Zinn's People's History of the United States here in Arkansas. We're going to talk about that. This is Wade Rathke for Wade's World. Thank you.